So I will just ask you to say, if you'll say your name.
Dennis Joyce.
Where were you born, Dennis?
12th of April, 47.
And where were you born?
Charlotte.
What did your parents do for a living?
My dad was a labourer at Leyland Motors. Can't remember what my mother did.
She was mainly a housewife, wasn't she? Mother was mainly a housewife.
Looked after the children?
Yeah.
Mm. Where did you live, Dennis?
Pall Mall.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
Which school did you go to?
St Mary's.
How old were you when you left school?
Well, I was only 14, but my birthday was in August. I had to finish at July, so I was 14. Now, when I started my first job, I was 15.
I know that you did work in a spinning mill, didn't you? Which one was it?
I was Talbot.
How many years did you work there?
6 years, though.
Can you remember which years they were?
82 to
88.
82 to 88. What did you do? What did your day consist of?
Well, I used to start at 10 and I used to... I was like a labourer. I did a bobbing lane on top. Bobbing lane. Putting bobbing on top.
Right, bobbing lane is it called?
Yeah. Then I did set carry when spinners are finished. And then I also went round to waste at the side, at blowers at side. And I took them down into the cellar and took dust all outside and sacked them up. I were it. I come back and do it same routine over and over again.
Did you need any training?
I think I had about a fortnight, I think, or something like that. Just showing me how to, because they all had different labels on them, numbers, so each frame had their own numbers and colours, so they had to learn what numbers and your colours were, so I did about a fortnight on that.
Can you remember how much you were paid?
Don't think of that work.
Got something I'll show you afterwards.
Pay slip.
Redundancy, I think.
All right. Yes,
show them how much you earned in
the year. There was most of our work. Weren't a lot of
work. Weren't too bad, I don't think, for the day.
At the time.
But that was the night shift. 10 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning.
And did you work that regularly?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he'd done 3 shifts, but he says he only did 1, so we can't remember.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, we have a good crowd, really. If anyone went wrong, they were all helping one another.
How did you get to work?
I biked at motor, but sometimes I used to walk, but I used to bike it more than anything.
Where were you living then?
I was living here.
Can you remember what clothes and shoes you wore, or whether there were anything special?
No, nothing special, just like industrial type boots and stuff. Because they had to be tall cuts in case you dropped stuff on them. They were dropped, they were thrown forward, catch on your toes, then they would crush them, so you had to have these steel toe caps on.
Right.
I couldn't stand them.
Trucks.
All the trucks, right.
Used to be steel toe caps.
Yeah.
But you couldn't see them because they had leather over it.
Yeah. But you didn't like wearing them?
No, because when I got home, I used to have a red mark across here because I used to keep bending down and so we bend them.
Right.
Then they chopped my toes off, so. I did away with him after myself.
What with the rest of your gear?
Just an overall boiler suit. I think of a full boiler suit staring in, I think they'd have changed, but some of the overall, I think, jacket.
Were they supplied?
Yeah.
If you were ill, what did you get paid?
I think we got a bit of sick pay, but we went a lot.
From the company?
Rather from Commonwealth, but from
government.
Sick people.
Mm. Can you remember what holidays you had?
I think we can have one when we wanted, I think.
No, they were set.
No?
No, you got 2 weeks, the wait's weeks.
Oh, do we still have work week then? Yeah. Oh, 2 weeks for work week then.
Christmas.
I said it was one when we wanted.
Bank holiday, I don't know whether you got bank holidays.
But it was still wait's weeks then?
Well.
When you had your lunch or breaks, was there a canteen?
No, they just sat at what is called smoke room.
Smoke room?
But nobody smoked in them days, so they all went outside more than anything.
So nobody smoked in the room?
They didn't smoke in the room. Just had a couple of tables in, but they just call it smoring, but nobody smoked. They just sat down and had their butters. It was about half an hour, that's all.
For your lunch? Because it was night, wasn't
then
it?
Maybe 15 minutes, sometime else for a brew.
But you said there weren't many on the night shift, didn't
there? There weren't many, no. I think they must have had Maybe if you look at the bus, probably about six machines running at night. But more along during daytime.
So there were six machines running. How many staff? How many workers?
Well, it's usually one to each machine spinning. So probably about six spinners. And just me going around. Because there weren't many bobbins being made at night time.
Did you take your own butties?
Yeah.
What did you take with you?
And just usual stuff like corned beef, boiled ham and stuff. Someone wouldn't go off, maybe cheese and onion, cheese vegetables as well.
You take a drink?
The guy used to take a flask, I think, or some sort, didn't he?
He made his own. I don't know why he could have. In bed.
Did the others take similar?
Yeah.
What was it like in the where you worked? Was it cold or noisy or...?
It was noisy. We used to have to have earplugs in. You just have to squeeze them and pull them in. I mean, it takes my difficult out of the back head again, but just keep throwing them away and put fresh ones in every day.
What were they made of?
Like a sponge thing. I can't remember what they were made of, but we used to have a packet of fresh ones in every day.
You pushed them in your ears?
Yeah, just squeeze. Mm. Just squeeze them, and then they open up and all, and just... But they went out after, but we got some of these.
Like headphones.
Like young ones I have now for a radio. Used to put them on. They used to sweat a lot around because there was no air getting them. So we got them after. But a lot of them used to go on my buses if we got the Adam in. They kept talking to one of them. What? Oh, right. What?
Was it dirty?
It were a bit dusty, but not a lot because they were better now than what they were then, told and told.
Were you able to talk to each other? But you had these things in your ears?
Oh, yeah. There were lots of signs about fingers.
So were there particular signs that you remember?
Not a lot, really, but... there were a lot of a bruise or something like that.
So what, you'd do like a T sign?
Yeah. If someone used to go...
Right, yeah.
A cup of tea or anything. I didn't learn a lot really because there weren't that many that talked. They're just working all the night out. They just knocked off when they went to the brew and went down the brew.
Did they mean more?
A lot of them, yeah. You can hear them, but you have to read the lips at the same time and more than that.
Were you busy all the time?
I were, yeah. Because I had to go around and take them all outside and and lift, so I was going down from what, second floor, something like the first floor. Third floor, I think, right down to about 10 metres to the yard. But I know a lot of them trucks with them were half a truck dropped down. They used to have bobbins on it and then shut them up and they used to clip on like this. They used to take them back to the lift and somebody used to come up and take them back down. Sometimes I used to take them down at night time. To the second floor and back them back up.
And they were spinning?
Yeah.
It was all spinning, yeah. And about six machines going each night?
Basically, it's not much different than that. Huh? They were the same on all floors. I don't think that many. I think only have one on top floor and one on second floor, I think, working at night time as well.
So they were spinning on other floors as well?
Second floors, really. They had these drums like this. Big tall ones, and they used to come out quite thick. And they used to go into a machine to make it smaller, thinner. And when they were made thinner, they used to go up to it spinning, and they were made thinner still. And then they used to go up to the top floor to another machine. When they finished, the bobbins were about that wide, and about that tall. And then they were sort of going to like a sewing machine. So they were quite big. So they worked their way up with nothing on bottom of the wire.
These were bobbins, are you saying?
Yeah. They were bobbins, just like second floor, they had these drums. They came out, they were quite thick. So they were thinning out.
Do you mean the yarn was
the
thick?
The yarn, I
yeah.
Think, yeah. Yeah, no. And as it went through each process?
It went from one floor to another to the top.
Thinner and thinner.
And when they got to the top floor, they were finished off and put into cardboard boxes ready for sending out.
Would they go to the weaving?
I think we're in that, probably somewhere else. I don't think they were even at Talbot.
Did they not?
I don't think.
I think they did, yeah.
Unless they were down at bottom.
Yeah.
They might have been right at bottom.
Mm. Just wondered if they went, you know, it was all processed in the same factory. Did he have any targets to meet?
Oh, no. Once he had a list of what they had to do for the day, when they got that done, that was it. They can only do what they can do in the day.
Was the machinery dangerous at all?
Well, they were, you didn't know what you were doing, you know, but you had to be careful when you... They won't let you wear chains around your neck, across the... And they won't let you wear rings on your fingers, so I had to take all my things off and leave me in my bag in my coat room.
Even your wedding rings?
Well, they won't let you wear them. Or a necklace or anything, really. Because they were bending down and all spinners would say they had to take all those off. Otherwise you'd choke yourself if you got bent down.
Were there any other safety regulations you had to keep to?
Well, they would, yeah. Health and safety. They had to go around checking most of them with all signs. So some rooms had a lot of signs on where only certain people went in.
Some rooms? Only certain people could go in?
Yeah, certain rooms.
And what was in those rooms?
I don't know, I never went in. That's why they had these notes on saying don't go in. So I always kept out, so I don't know what we're
in. Can you remember the exact wording of them?
Well, they probably showed why they didn't want to go in, but yeah, I never went in, so I didn't investigate.
You were a good lad, were you?
I wanted to come out in one place, so...
Some things changed while you were there. For instance, the earplugs changed. Did anything else change while you were there? Did it updated or anything?
No, not really, because shortly after that they closed down. And then shortly after that they were knocked down altogether.
Yeah.
Brick by brick.
Do you know why the mills closed? Have you any theories about that?
I think it's because everything were getting cheaper to make abroad than what it was over here, and that's why they started closing everything now. That's the whole point of that one.
Can you think of any words that you used in your work that you didn't use anywhere else?
No, but those that we used to work, what we call Dawn Brigade sort of stuff. Dawn Brigade, we were all nicknamed as.
Dawn Brigade. They were the Dawn Brigade.
I think it's a word where these people used to work early mornings with first light. We're the first people to see daylight coming. Because we've been on nights, you'd see it coming in about 3 or 4 o'clock. So, same for anybody who got in early morning. So.
Did you have any special name for the waste that you were?
No, just take away, so I'd take it down and sack it up.
I thought you used to say you were a set carrier.
Huh?
I thought you used to say you were a set carrier.
I just said that. Oh.
Set
carrier.
S-E-T.
I did all three.
Yeah.
Mm.
But set carrier weren't spinning Dr. Mark. We used to put a paper around them, like a label, and tie it up and take it away.
What did you say then? Doff them off?
Spinach is a doff them off.
How do you doff it? What does that mean, doff it off?
Well, take them off the frame.
Right.
After they finished running, they had these boxes. And they used to put them into there. And then they used to put a label on them one time. Then I used to take them away. Now, when I'd done that, like I said, I came back with some trucks and put bobbins on them. When they were all set out, I used to go round and collect them out away and take it away and then do the same all the time. On a rotor, just to keep checking each frame, which was short. Doffing, these called. That's what spinach used to do.
Yeah.
They used to take those off and then they used to pull it. And then until the machine was still running, they used to have a little loop there. And they used to go...
What, jerk it off?
It'd have been me, my finger would have been going out.
Right. Yeah, they were that quickly...
Because they never used to stop. If one broke, they used to tread it. They used to wet the finger and go and spin around. And this little loop would just clip onto this bit of, and then start pulling it through again.
Were they supposed to do that? Or
Yeah. When they break, they couldn't leave because they'd be left and they'd just be left with a tube thing with nothing on, so they had to keep pulling. But Usually that would be caused with knots and problems somewhere, and the windswears used to plunder.
Like nip it?
Yeah, just nip it and put it in.
That's like part of their skill?
Yeah, it's like little eyes, and they just put it in and just set it off. But it weren't there to get used to training, because they'll have been sure made to do it, you see, so they don't know how to do it. They all did it. It's just that you have to have a good eyesight to do it. Half hundred on it.
Tell Kath about going into the lift. Nobody wanted to go in the lift.
Oh, no, nobody wanted to go in that lift at all. Because they were feeling so haunted. That one of the boss said, well, I don't want to go in the lift. So that lift goes up and down by itself. And then there's somebody hanging it down. He said, get up there.
That's what they used to say.
Somebody had hung herself in the lift.
Oh,
somebody owned the cell a long time ago. They sent lift down, then they must have been right at the top, and they owned the cell down. So nobody would use it. I think they all had them stories in type factories.
Well, you had that same sort of thing at Witters, didn't you? Somebody hung
this. Yeah, but they jumped off top of a dome at Witters. They jumped off there into the river. Themselves, but these lights, they own the stuff.
Was that, when you say Witters, was that Froome Street or?
No, Cowley.
Who was your immediate boss?
I don't think we had a boss at night time, we had a foreman, but I can't remember what his name was. Because no. I think most of the lads through what we were through aid and community lads, they're very good to work with.
Asian.
Oh,
the Asians, right. Were they spinning?
Yeah.
Were they all Asians, or...?
I think most of them were, but I think there were a couple of women on, but there weren't a lot of two women on it. But I said there were a good lot to work with, really.
You'd have spinners, and there'd be a foreman spinner? And yourself? Or...?
They were all spinners, yeah. Yeah. Just me doing what probably would have had... Somebody during daytime would have been just doing one job because there'd been more working. So in daytime, you probably would have had just one lad doing bob and lay, and another lad just taking sets of work, and one just doing waste because it would have had a full room probably. Apart from these four, what weren't working, there was six, whatever.
So there'd be no bullying or anything like that? There was
no.
Nobody being horrible to anybody?
No, it didn't sound hard in that department.
Asian men and some women, so quite a mixed bunch, and yourself?
Well, I think they were a mixture of different.
Different?
No. I think some of the lads used to work, they used to have a job during the daytime, I don't know if they managed to, really.
They were working during the day as well?
Yeah, I think one or two of them were taxing, I don't know how they managed that, really. I'd have been flaking out when I got one. They all seem to have a couple of hours and then they're out again, I think. I think they went home, I think about dinner time, they used to get up again and go out for about 2 or 3 hours and then go back to bed again and get up for a night shift. I'm like, I'll be out all day.
Did you socialise with anybody outside of work?
Like I said, they all sat together in the same little room at top of the road.
Outside work?
Outside work. I think they all got together at Christmas time. They had a trip out to clubs and parties. And they used to have two or three coaches used to go out. But I don't know when they went out. I didn't see many Asian ones went out. But two of all did. Well, one went out.
So like whole factory trips?
Well, a lot of times they used to come from Standards and they're going very well where my dad's wrong.
So did you go on those trips?
I went on them, yeah.
Yeah. Did you both go?
I only remember one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know where we went to, but I remember being on the bus.
Right,
I
don't know. Yeah.
I can't remember where we went. I was going back in the 80s, we're going back a bit, the memory's gone. But yeah, they were all right. Used to come home with lots of Indian stuff, didn't they? They used to bring food in and share it.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like a bhaji?
Oh, yeah, samples.
Yeah. try this one.
Bring it into work.
They give it then.
You did make one Asian friend, didn't you?
NASA, yeah.
He was very good. He went on to taxis afterwards, didn't he? And he came and booked, because he knew Dennis was into steam trains. He brought him a big picture of a steam train.
That's upstairs, aren't we?
So you and him were quite friendly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just me and him, that's all. We haven't quite long.
Did you meet outside work at all?
Well, for a drink? No, I don't think so. He still talks to them.
He says that tired, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Keeps calling us the agent. Agent community people. That gave me a clout when he's there. You were all right, weren't you? You've not been well installed, was it?
Did you have fun and, you know, joking and things? Or was it all very serious?
Well, I don't know that. You can talk to them, but I still think you have to be careful with what you say to a lot of people in practice. Maybe talk proper and think before you say it, then you're all right.
What about the women? Were they happy? Did they get on all right together?
Yeah, they got on all right, yeah.
Did they keep themselves to themselves, or...?
Well, like I said, they all sat in the same room, but I think they all had their own little part of things. They all sat there and they sat there. But they did speak to one another, they spoke to one another. But I think they kept some more to the south.
Any other adventures? The haunted lift?
When you were at Witters... They hadn't put some guard back on the machine, and his arm went through it, and he went over the top. Shook off your arm.
He had it broken
in
quite a lot of places.
Yeah.
We ended up in compensation for that.
How long did that take to heal?
Don't know how long. It's quite a while, wasn't it?
That way,
yeah. He had his arm in a sling, and I was 9 months pregnant. We met a lovely couple. Yeah. I think it was the policy that they didn't put the guards on, wasn't it? And there weren't these machines without.
We're having a cross belt on that machine. When one ply comes out, it just keeps going around until you put this ply over. Ply goes around until it belt tightens up somewhere. Just set on. I think I would just start my shift on that.
When you think of Talbot Mill, what memories come into your mind?
What memories come into mind? Sleeping upside down.
What?
Sleeping upside down. I haven't done night shifts before. So it was a bit difficult with the kids being young and you trying to get to sleep, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So difficulty sleeping, everyone?
Well, I think quit serve somewhere back away then, wasn't there? There was somebody back away, wasn't there? And they had trucks coming in, bang, bang. Window cleaners. I didn't used to go to bed too early like that night, was about 7. And I think for about dinner time I finally dropped off. And then about 3 o'clock, kids coming up at school and I'm going up again. So I broke up again about 3 hours sleep.
So is that what you mean by sleeping upside down? That your sleep pattern was the wrong way around?
Yeah.
It upsets the clockwork a bit in your body. And when you come in, it takes you a bit to get off because it's daylight, so it's there.
Did you never get used to that?
I think it took me a bit, though, about a year or two, but that's every time I got used to it, we're closing down altogether, so I had to go back again to normal time.
Were there any Where did you work after Talbot?
After Talbot, I spent 12 months on up at EP doing on ET, as you used to call it, employment trainer. And I did paint and decorate. And then after that, I got a job at council. And I was there till I retired. But before Talbot, I was down at Cowan for 24 years. But from Cowan, and I went to council after Cowan, after Talbot. And that.
Yeah. Any other memories of Talbot?
Pushing the trucks in the snow, you said. Pushing the trucks in the snow, you said.
Oh, yeah, pushing trucks out into the woodshed in wintertime.
You had to take them out into the yard. Skating on ice.
There used to be a gap between big factory and what they call dust place, where they have all sacks, where sacking all waste up. We used to have one mat there, you used to do for everybody a waterproof jacket with all the other buttons. And that fitted everybody who worked on all shifts.
So there was just one waterproof jacket?
And they just hang it up.
Didn't tell me that.
And they walk out, put it on and walk out, tied up and it's be freezing. And when you come back inside onto the outside, you take it off and hang it up. And the same person the day after you say, well, don't come back and I get it to fasten. I'm sure it must have been a small jacket for somebody. So I had to go over just a jacket and there were no buttons up. All wired up.
So it was too small for you?
Well, but it fitted to the one. It won't fit me. I think I managed to get one, I think that was somewhere out top of it. Just enough to keep bits left off in that. And I used to push that out and tie them up and that was it. Come back in with the truck again, because I used to have a separate truck for waste to go around. But one of them at size got dropped down. Well, I used to do a lot of Talbot now, but not Talbot at Witted, I didn't want, but I didn't do a lot of Talbot apart from that one.
Well, it's interesting, you know, it's a job that doesn't exist anymore, isn't it?
Yeah.